In this episode of Bear Podcast,
14 things that good dick make you do.
Star Trek is coming back to TV.
Boy George slept with Prince.
Iron Engine will take you to Mars faster.
Netscaping.
And a cop caught jerking off in a public.
All these and more coming up next. Bear Podcast 589. Bigger than the Earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
That's how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 589. It's a Monday, November 2nd, 2015. And I say, what is it? Belated Halloween?
Well, we talked about Halloween.
We talked about Halloween last week. That's why belated now.
Well, you know what it's all about now.
What is it now?
Merry Christmas!
Oh, that's right. Ray's wearing a Merry Christmas shirt. Well, it's a Star Wars themed Christmas. That is so appropriate. It's coming December 15th, 16th, 18th.
Something like that. That we won't be able to go see for 2 or 3 weeks because all the tickets are already sold out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll see. I don't mind. I don't mind waiting. I'll just turn off all media for 2 weeks so I won't know anything about who Kylo Ren is, although there are lots of theories.
Who do you think Kylo Ren is?
I've been hearing that Luke Skywalker. That's the other Jedi. Who's Kylo Ren anyway? The black guy?
I don't know.
I think Kylo Ren is the other Jedi with the mask with the sword thing.
Cross. You think he's a Sith Lord now?
Yes. That's the theory that he did turn to the dark side. And then the good guy is the black guy because you have to have balance to the Force.
Uh-huh. So who's the girl?
I don't know. It's just a girl.
Yeah, it's Princess Leia's daughter.
Princess Leia's daughter. Or there are the theories that she is Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter. I don't know. We'll see.
That happens. Jedi in theory didn't have kids.
That's the point. 30 years in Tatooine made you think that, was he really that much of a hermit?
Yeah, but by the time she would have been born, I mean, this is set 30 years after the Empire Strikes Back, so...
Yeah.
And she doesn't look like she's in her 30s, so...
Oh, that's right. Maybe...
She knows how to fly the Millennium Falcon, apparently.
Oh, she does? Oh, okay. Well, we'll find out. Anyway, that's... Sorry, guys, if you're...
We just had a little geek moment.
We had a geek moment here about Star Wars. But yes, so Ray's wearing it's Christmas. It's Christmas coming up.
Can we put the tree up?
Oh, that's right. We have to put the tree up very soon. No, it's too early. You have to do it after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not yet even here.
Can we have a live tree this year?
Huh?
Can we have a live tree this year?
Live tree? No. I guess live trees. We can think of, as long as you clean it. Are you going to clean it up? Where are we going to put it? We don't have a truck.
We'll talk about this.
We don't have a truck to...
You don't need a truck to have a live tree.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so last weekend, Ray, what did you do last weekend?
I sat alone. Here at the house by my lonesome.
Oh, no.
While it rained.
Were you playing with yourself singing, all by myself? No.
No.
No, not at all.
No, I just sit here by myself.
Well, you are
I did get a couple invites to go out, but I was just like, eh.
Why didn't you go out? It was raining hard.
Well, it was raining all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by some younger people, and I just didn't want to deal with a bunch of younger people getting drunk and fucked up on Halloween and dealing with their drama.
So,
because there's always drama.
You did not go out at
all. There is always drama.
Yes. You did not go out a lot at all when it's really the true, Halloween. Like the 31st, not at all.
Well, I went to the grocery store and bought a bunch of groceries and cooked.
Okay. Which he made some... Ray made some chicken and dumplings, so it was pretty good. We had for dinner tonight.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, what did I do? I did go to New Orleans this weekend, last weekend, and Steven and Yoshimar were there. So shout out, Steven and Yoshi. And, of course, Mike. We stayed at Mike's, and we were there because of Voodoo Fest. However, it rained all weekend. So We were only able to go.
It's kind of like Friday. Having a hurricane in New Orleans during the Video Fest.
Yes, much. It's pretty dead. It's really sad because I did get to see. What did I get to see? I got to see Modest Mouse and Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I like Florence and the Machine.
Oh, really? Okay. She ran around naked. She took off her clothes.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and then she ran around the stage.
She's a big old tall chick naked.
Yeah.
She had big knockers.
I really didn't notice because it was in the big screen, but then I just heard that, he took off his shirt. I think many people did see her boobs or something, but anyway, I guess she's famous that way. So one of the guys that Mike's friends were there, he said that, "No, I can't go home now, you wank." Just thinking about Florence. Anyway, we watched that. That was okay. It was good. The food, of course, is good. So,
where did you go eat?
We had crepes, Nutella and banana. We could have gotten Nutella and bacon.
No, it was Halloween. Y'all had crepes.
Crepes. We had crepes. Well, we didn't. We didn't go out much. We just ate we ate at the Parkway Inn. Have you been to Parkway Inn before for po' boys? That's what we did Saturday. You did, right? Okay. So that was good.
With you.
That's right. Parkway Inn.
Yeah.
Roast beef po' boy.
No roast beef po' boy for me.
Yeah, shrimp po' boy?
I probably had something else. Probably the ham po' boy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh,
wait a second. I think you're referring to the po' boy Nazi.
No.
You're really referring to Parkway Inn. But anyway,
White House that you go in and it's always packed. And,
yes. Okay. So we did that and I've always gotten a roast beef po' boy there, but this time I didn't get to. I just had the shrimp po' boy. Anyway, so we did that. Saturday, we went to Voodoo Fest again. We wanted to watch Ozzy Osbourne. And when we were there, Mike and I were ready. We have Ziploc bags so we could put our electronics and wallets and money and everything. But then it really poured the rain was so hard that it's like we jumped in a pool and we went out again. It was really, we were really that soaking.
You can't take your own canopies and set them up?
Oh, you can't. No. They won't let you in, or you have to leave it outside. They won't let umbrellas. You cannot have umbrellas because it will block people's views.
Uh-huh.
But you can bring blankets. You can bring chairs, collapsible chairs. And so that's what we did. Anyway, so we're all wet. We had chairs with us, and we were just soaking wet. So we decided not to stay there. But we had fried Oreos, so that was good. So, okay, we have to decide. Shall we stay? Should we stay or should we go?
Should we stay or should we go?
Okay, so we did that. We went home. And then, hung out with Yoshimar and Steven. So we just did that. And then we just ate out. Really didn't do much because it is raining. I feel sad because we spent all this money to go to Voodoo Fest and it gets canceled.
And you got no refund.
Well, no, wait. They refunded the third day. So it got canceled last Sunday. So we were supposed to watch The Cult and a few more bands. I can't remember. But we were supposed to watch them. But then
is that an automatic request or is that something that they'll
I guess you have to, go online.
Go online and say, hey, I want my third day back.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Yeah, so they're giving it. It's really bad. They had to cancel it because it kind of stopped raining. Or then it rained again. It stopped raining around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And then it rained again 4 o'clock. It's just a bad idea to. It's a good thing they did cancel it because nobody can watch because it's like quicksand right in front of the stage. You stand there, you could slip and everything. So it's really a safety for the audience. So
yeah. Plus all the electronic equipment in the water.
Yes, so they decided not to pursue it. And I did see from afar Slash. I got to see Slash playing guitar for Ozzy Osbourne. So. When we were driving around, we drove around there at night, and they were still playing at night. But of course, it was raining, drizzling, and everything. So anyway, so it was okay. I feel bad for this trip because it rained, it was miserable. We couldn't go out. I couldn't even. I was wearing my poop costume last week. If you guys watched the episode last week, I was wearing my poop costume, and I was about to go Saturday night to the bars. And then I noticed it's just not drizzling. It was still pouring.
Yes, but shit floats, so you'd have been fine.
Well, yeah, but no, I didn't. I still didn't go because it's just miserable just to walk towards Bourbon Street just to Yeah. So I got to miss.
You couldn't call Uber and get a taxi ride and get an Uber ride down there.
I could have done that. But you can't go in the quarter because at night they close it up.
They could have got you a lot closer than what you were.
Yeah, that's true. I could have gone to the Phoenix or something. Or, but anyway, so I did
that. Because the Phoenix and a poop costume upstairs would go over really good.
If that's the only costume. So if I were at the Phoenix and I was wearing my poop costume and I hook up with someone, I would be fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's right. Or he would be fucking shit. Or fucking shit. Anyway, so I did that. I just stayed in. And then the next day, what do we have? We just had breakfast at the St. Rock. That's pretty much it.
But that's a good segue into our next topic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one?
About last week. Did you feel appreciated on October
3rd? Right. If I'm a bottom, I would appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Did y'all know that October 30th is Power Bottom Appreciation Day?
That's right. We got a lot of shouts. Oh, I should the shouts on that phone though. Oh, the shouts are just hilarious. I could
bottoms.
Well, there was somebody who's speaking of, I was wearing a scat costume, so somebody said, just curious. Somebody did a shout last weekend or yesterday or Saturday night, something about scat. Is anybody into scat? So I'm just curious, how does it feel? What is the sensation of all the things to spend $5 for?
Well, when you're drunk and curious on Halloween, because what happens on Halloween stays at Halloween.
I don't think so.
But yes, anyway, October 30th was National Power Bottom Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and according to the Urban Dictionary, a power bottom.
Oh, they're bottom.
is defined as. An experienced bottom who loves cock so much, he wants to get pounded as roughly and aggressively as possible. The harder, the better. He can take it like a champ with no pain. A power bottom doesn't just passively lay there. He pushes back on every thrust from the top. Sometimes he'll do all the work and ride the top like a mechanical bull until they both explode into ecstasy.
Urban Dictionary actually asked this.
So happy Power Bottoms Day for all the Power Bottoms listeners we have. And we know who some of y'all are.
I know someone too. I know a few friends who are Power Bottom. And if they see a big dick, they say, I take it as a challenge.
That's right.
That's right.
People have met a dick that's never too big.
That's right. And I've seen people also who said, if it doesn't fit my mouth, it's not going anywhere in my ass. That's what they said. Okay, anyway, so 14 things good dick will make you do.
That's right, for the power bottoms.
For the power bottoms. Okay. So this is what article is this from? Azza.
Azza. It was a post that came across Facebook, and I thought it was funny as hell. So
okay.
And this is mostly for our African-American brothers. But I think it applies around the board because there was a video attached of a brother getting pounded by a big dick white man. I know there are a few of them out there. They're limited, but there are a few out there. So, so number one.
Make you take off work or play hooky from school.
That's right. Just don't post it on Facebook so your boss won't be watching.
Yeah, that's right.
Number two.
Cook him something.
See, if that dick's good, you will be a cooking.
Number three is become a booty call. That's what happens when you get good dick. Okay. Number four, ignore your friends.
Because when the dick calls, your friends got to go.
Number five, consider buying him something when you shop. I was so about to say just, when you poop. When you shop.
No.
I almost read it wrong.
When you shit. Would you get your mind off your little poop costume, you little scary bitch? So you out, just walking through the store. And you come across this big old cucumber, and you're like, oh, I think I'll get the dick and get him some pie or some cookies or something.
You bring him pie.
So.
Okay.
Number six.
Let him drive your car. Really? If the guy really has.
If the dick is that good, you will give him the keys to your car.
Really?
I've never gotten that myself. So apparently.
Hey, can you drive for me? Because you have a nice dick.
No, this is, you give them the keys to your car, just drop me off at work, baby, and come back and get me after work. Because you can get the dick before work and the dick after work. It's almost guaranteed as long as they outside the
drugs. Oh, so that's the reason. You lend them the car so you can directly.
So that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. Okay.
Number seven, iron his clothes.
You know the dick's good if you're ironing their clothes for them.
Even their underwear.
That's right.
Okay, number eight, clean his crib.
That's right.
Crib, his bed.
No, his crib.
Crib, what?
Like there's apartment, his place. Are you not down with the slang today, man?
Crib?
A crib is what a...
Crib is apartment?
Is a dude's place, yeah.
Really?
Back at the... You ain't seen my crib on MTV?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another term for apartment? It's
yeah.
Crib?
Yeah.
I know flat is, but crib?
No, crib. He doesn't watch MTV. He watches
VH1. I don't watch MTV.
He watches VH1. He can't help it.
Number nine, never look back at an ex. Of course. Why?
Because now you got better. The good dick.
Yeah, that's right. Number 10, give his dick a nickname.
Like Moby Dick or Dickalicious.
Actually, I know someone.
Or Long Dong.
One of our friends, his dick is so big, he calls it Raul.
Raul.
Raul. I think you know the guy without knowing naming names. He's got, yeah, he names his dick. It was really big.
He named it or somebody else named it?
I think he named it or somebody else.
No, see, somebody else is supposed to be naming it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think that's the way that works. So.
Okay, number 11. You so stingy.
You aren't even in a relationship, but you don't want him to share that dick.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you want that dick for you.
That's right. Number 12, you single, you not in a relationship, but you taken. What kind of English is this?
You single, you not in a relationship, but you be taken because that dick's so good, it's like you can't, it's like being in a relationship. So.
Really? Okay. Okay, number 13, trying new things.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, while sitting down with your friends, you said, hell no, I would never, .. Now you've done it all. Facial, sleepover, deep throat, water sports, loaning money, LOL, etc.
Ah.
All that shit you said you wouldn't do with a man.
You're going to do it.
The dick was so good.
Okay. And the last one is you're paranoid. Okay. His dick is so good, you keep that N-word a secret. Really?
That's what's on the post, man. I did not write that.
Okay, I'm not going to say the N-word. So you can't go around letting everybody know you are getting good dick because then your friends are going to hit him up. That may also mean you need new friends.
That's right, because you didn't tell your friends about how good that dick is.
But wait a second. I thought...
And then they'd be like, I'm the dick.
Wait a second.
That's when you got to be like, cut a bitch.
But this is not only for gay guys. This is only for
girls.
For girls,
too, yes.
So... But don't girls talk about, hey, that guy's, you know, I dated that guy. He's got a big dick.
Well, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure
but
they
when
talk
the dick's
about
real
it.
Good, you don't let your friends in on that because you don't want them fucking with your shit.
Oh, that's right.
Because the dick be good. Mm-hmm. So let us know.
What do you think? What applies to you?
What has
you
good do? Dick made you do?
What has made you good dick?
Out of our top
that is going to be a title.
Or whatever. What has dick made you do? Because I love that one with that. A female pastor, and it's been all over Facebook, when she talking about she was in the moment, and she was just going, and she was thinking about it, and she was riding him, and the love, and that power, and that emotion welled up in her, and then she slapped him. Dick was so good, she made him slap somebody.
Wow.
So, that's what I posted when I posted this dick thing. So, okay, on to entertainment.
Okay, this is near... to my heart. Also Ray, of course, because we're both kind of geeks. Okay. New Star Trek series coming to CBS. Not Paramount. For many years, it has always been Paramount. Whether it's Star Trek Voyager or Deep Space Nine even. Or even...
I think CBS bought Paramount.
But yeah. But I guess you won't see the logo for Paramount. You're gonna
you
see
might see the logo. Paramount might still be making it. But CBS has logged it down. Well, it was originally under CBS, I think, or was it NBC?
It's always been Paramount, as far as I know.
Yeah, but it's been under one of the stations.
CBS been bought Paramount? Okay,
I don't know.
Anyway, a totally new Star Trek television series is coming in January 2017. Oh, God, it's a long time from now. So the new series will blast off with special preview broadcast of the premiere episode on the CBS television network, and the premiere episode and all subsequent first-run episodes will then be available exclusively in the United States on CBS All Access. That's what's going to happen, though. It's going to be only CBS, and then you'll just need to subscribe to CBS or something like that. So that's going to suck. So the brand new Star Trek will introduce a new set of characters seeking imaginative new worlds and new civilizations, while exploring the dramatic contemporary themes that have been a signature of the franchise since its inception in 1966.
But we will probably not see gay people on this because it is a CBS show.
Oh, really?
Because CBS has the worst gay history ever.
Oh, really?
Really.
Wait, what gay characters did we have before?
On CBS?
No. In Star Trek. Well, I guess
they were always hinted at, but they were never realized. In the Star Trek books, there have been several gay characters.
Oh, yeah. Even Voyager.
But
I was reading some books in Voyager. Yeah, they talked about some gay characters in there.
But not so much on the TV shows. Mm. Because CBS is like, no, ma'am.
So anyway, how do I cut this? Because it's pretty much that's pretty much the story. There's going to be a Star Trek very soon in 2017.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that.
Okay. Also, coming back, Greatest American Hero is flying back to television. And this one's dear to my heart.
Oh, my God.
This is a big one when I was
really
way young.
Oh, my God.
Believe it or not, the Greatest American Hero is headed back to television. According to Deadline, Fox has given a pilot production commitment to the revival of the 1980s comedy drama written by dope filmmaker Rick Famuyiwa. How you say it?
Famuyiwa.
And produced by Lego Movie team of Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Created by prolific writer Stephen J. Cannell, the original series debuted in 1981 on ABC starring William Catt as a school teacher who is given a red suit by aliens that grants him superhuman abilities. However, he quickly loses the instruction book, letting him discover the suit's capabilities through trial and error. Robert Culp and Connie Selica also co-starred on the show, which aired for 3 seasons. And it didn't seem like it lasted that long, but I guess it did.
It did 3 seasons?
Yeah, I only thought
so. This is back then, so it's really 22 episodes.
Maybe.
What's the season back then? I remember when I can't remember.
I remember watching it as a kid, and I remember some of them, and I remember it almost being too comedic for me to watch because I wanted it to be a little bit more serious. So.
Go ahead.
So the Rivals.
The Bible.
The Revival's premise doesn't seem as if they'll stray too far from the source material, as Deadline describes, as it's the story of what happens when great power is not met with great responsibility. An ordinary man, completely content with being average, wakes up with a superpower suit, and he never asks for it and has to deal with the complications it brings to life. You know who would be cool for this?
Who? Who's going to be the new one then?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh my God, so it's going to be a British film?
No, I don't know that, but I'm just saying he would be a great actor for it.
What's his name? I forgot his name. Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg would be the great new guy for this.
But then it's Greatest American Hero. Greatest American Hero.
Well, that would make it even funnier. Because you got this British guy in America.
If he can do an American accent, it would be good. Even Southern, even. Okay, so I just want to say something.
Just
about
imagine this. Paul.
Yes, Paul.
And then take him as American's greatest hero. Okay.
So anyway, Greatest American Hero. I grew up with this. I was in Manila watching this, and I loved it. I loved the goofiness of it. And I remember this episode where he did get an instruction book, and and one of the capabilities is that you can shrink. So what he did, he was holding the book, and then he used the power to shrink. So he shrank. And then he left it on a pebble. It's a boulder for him. He rocked it. And then somehow he reversed his size and then grew up again, and leaving the book shrunk. So it's a goofiness that things like that happen. So yeah, there's an instruction book for the suit.
So apparently the IKEA's worked at the aliens worked at IKEA.
Why? Because it shrinks?
No, because you got to have an instruction book to run it.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
See, if the costume was that powerful to do all that, it should have come and taught you itself.
Yeah. I mean, why does it need an instruction book?
So, anyway.
Okay, so next one is pretty good because I enjoyed the first one, the Pacific Rim. Because
you like getting rimmed the first time?
That's right. The Pacific Rim job. We had an episode entitled that way. Anyway, Pacific Rim 2 budget and script are in according to Guillermo del Toro. While Pacific Rim 2 may officially be on hold, it's not a canceled project. And director Guillermo del Toro is keeping fans in the know on the sequel, which is apparently making some progress of late. Pacific Rim 2, budget and script went in, he tweeted Thursday. No answers yet. However, he cautioned, so he's turned in the script, told the producers what he needs to make the movie, and that's where we sit. Director Annie only joined Twitter a few weeks ago. Really? He's a big celebrity, and he only joined Twitter last week? Anyway, a few weeks ago. So certainly seems to have the hang of it quickly. This one updates a tweet from October 11 when he said the budget was ready and he was awaiting the final script from John Spates. Then it's up to the studios to give it a green light, he said. The sequel has had a tumultuous last few months, being announced, rumored as canceled. It's almost got canceled. Then just put on indefinite hiatus. And now, clearly being actively worked on, once again seeking studio approval. Pacific Rim was well received, with the story of humans rising up to fight against kaiju in a modern setting, earning around $400 million worldwide. That's pretty big for. So I'm excited about that because I did enjoy that the first Pacific Rim. Is that the one with two people need to be in sync and being able to control the robot?
That's, yes.
And it's amazing that one person was able to manipulate one by himself, because you're not supposed to
be able
to do it. And you have to be in sync with the person. It's either your lover, your brother, or what? Your brother, your lover.
It worked better with family members because their brain waves are more in sync.
That's right.
And did you watch the movie at all?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's the power. They have to be in sync, and it comes to a point that it overwhelms you. They overwhelm each other. You have to have control over it. So one of their practices. Yeah, because one of the girls, remember, she almost lost it.
Well, she lost it because she goes chasing a memory.
Oh, she was chasing a memory.
Because you have to control all your thought patterns in there. And if you get, when you're hooked up, if you start thinking about something and lock on to it, you go down the rabbit hole. Which means you lock onto that memory, and that's all you can do, and it'll affect everything else around you, and you can't do that. So,
because it's kind of weird. Anyway, Simon Pegg was in that movie. Do you remember that? He was one of the ones who tried to meld with an alien. He was able to do it. What, an alien robot, an alien something, and he was able to know the weakness, something like that. Do you remember that?
Simon Pegg.
I think it's Simon Pegg.
I don't think that was Simon Pegg.
Really?
Anyway.
Simon Pegg. No, it wasn't?
No.
Yeah, has an issue with the mission. Wait, Pacific Rim? Yeah, page 2, Pacific Rim. Yeah, he was in it. Interview with Pacific Rim. Yeah, Simon Pegg.
What did he do? He was not one of the ones that melded with the...
No, he didn't? I thought he was. Anyway, so
I think Maynard's been drinking a little bit.
I thought he was there because there was a nerd who it must be somebody else. Okay, I remember now. Anyway, sorry guys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the entertainment section of our episode. Okay, it's time for the game, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, I'll take the gay because this is one of my favorites from the 80s.
Yeah, I read about this and it, what?
Boy George Bombshell. I Slept with Prince. Boy George provided he still had show stock. Boy George proved he's still a showstopper doing filming of The Voice UK when he dropped the bombshell that he had slept with Prince. The Culture Club singer set production staff on the BBC show into a panic after claiming he's bedded the legendary pop star in a bid to outdo fellow judge Palomitha Faith. During a discussion about the artists they've worked with. She said, I have duetted some of the greatest soul singers in history, including Luther Vandross and Smokey Robinson, George began. Attempting to outshine her colleague, Paloma said, well, okay, if we're throwing out big soul names out there, I perform with Prince. Forget that, darling. I've slept with Prince. The Karma Chameleon hitmaker then replied. The reveal apparently set the studio audience into such stizzy that they had to momentarily stop production. That is, until Boy George backtracked his comments, a source told The Sun. We just couldn't believe what he'd come out with. And the guys in the gallery are beside themselves. The crowd went absolutely wild because they thought they had just witnessed a massive celebrity exclusive. The other judges thought it was brilliant, particularly Will.i.am. Will I Am's on the British Voice. Will I? He kept coming up to Boy George and high-fiving, which just set the crowd off again. However, when the production staff then came on stage to speak to the judges, Boy George apparently started backtracking on his statement, insisting that he didn't really slept with Prince.
Aww.
Boy George, you still know how to get us talking. What do you think? Truth bomb or wishful thinking?
Nah, I think he just made it.
I don't know. I think I've always had a thought Prince went both
Prince,
ways.
Prince have always gone both ways. But and George, Boy George, of course, he is gay. But them, I think he just made that up. Just because they're both. Because
back in the day, I'd have blown Prince just to blow Prince because Prince was so awesome.
Oh, really?
I'd have got down. I'd have laid on the floor because, you know, he's kind of short. But I'd have blown Prince just for the fact.
Just to see
so I could blow him and see what Apollonia tasted like. That's all I'm saying.
So it's just like Sterling from the movie Jeffrey, that he would marry Yoko Ono just to see the apartment.
Yes, probably.
Okay. All right. I can take that. Sure. Okay. All right. Let's go to
you
the
can take big ones.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's do the geek. Ion engine breakthrough could take us to Mars at a fraction of the fuel, which is very important because a few weeks ago, The Martian just came out and it was really awesome. I really enjoyed The Martian because I read the book and watched the movie, and it's really interesting. I highly recommend it. So anyway, so an ion engine. Okay. So a group of French physicists has optimized a type of ion thruster to significantly extend its lifetime. The new development made it sturdy enough to be able to withstand a long trip into deep space. Such a thruster would require 100 million times less fuel than common thrusters that use chemical reactions to propel a spacecraft forward. Ion thrusters accelerate ions, positively charged atoms, using electrical fields. The ions are accelerated from the anode, positive electrode, to the cathode, the negative electrode. Along their path, the ions are hit by a beam of electrons which make them electrically neutral. Consequently, this means they won't interact with the cathode but simply continue on their path out of the engine. The continuous stream of atoms into space propels the space forward. So I can imagine that, you know, you're being propelled by these movements of these electrons. So interesting, because that fuel could be like forever. I think it's going to last you a long time. So the specific model they worked on is a Hall thruster. It is very similar to other ion engines, but it has a negatively charged plasma, usually a cloud of electrons. Cathode trapped in a magnetic field. Expelled ionized gas is attracted by the negatively charged plasma and accelerated. As the ions pass through the cathode, they become neutral and they continue unaffected by electric and magnetic fields, moving forward at high speed, propelling the craft in the opposite direction. Okay, so that means if we use this, just a matter of time that you can make a spacecraft. That means you have to build this spacecraft there in space, or we still
Well, I think we still launch you can it. Get the ion thrust to work in to be able to lift something that heavy into space.
You know, I think for them to experiment on this, they should just have some satellites or a probe really to reach Mars and see how fast it goes. I guess they have to do some proof of concept machines for that. Spend millions. Anyway, so it's interesting because this is like the concept of what is it if it's not warp engine in Star Wars, you use impulse engine. Remember?
Well, yeah, you got impulse engine.
I guess it's kind of same concept. Maybe it just accelerates you, but not light speed.
In Star Wars, all the engines are ion engines.
They are?
Yeah.
Interesting. All along, I was thinking they're all like using fuel or something. But
well, they're all ion engines.
Well, if they're coming out,
because like the TIE fighters have ion engines. There's ion cannons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there's a whole bunch of different advantages of different types of what you can do with ions. So.
That's the problem, though. Ions can only work if you're in space. But if you are on Earth or Tatooine, or if you're
why not? If you can produce enough ions, you can get thrust.
Oh, I didn't think so. You have to be light. You have to escape Earth's gravity first.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you can, from there, then you can push yourself.
If you make the engines to push enough ions out, you can lift yourself. You can give yourself
from the Earth.
From the Earth.
I don't think so. You're too heavy. So.
Okay, NASA geeks that are listening to us, tell us who's true. Will ion engines work in a gravity field? If there's enough,
if you're on Earth,
able to produce enough thrust to make them work.
I don't think so. I don't think it's strong enough. It's just like being pushed by electricity. It's just that.
Well, go stick your finger in that socket and see how far it pushes you.
No, that's not the same thing. Good
it's
God.
The same thing.
No, it's not. Oh my God, Devin, can you? You're the other Asian in this equation. Come on, let's say something here. Okay. Anyway, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, on to the bizarre. You're still wrong. Anyway. Men are taking photos of their balls in front of beautiful landscapes.
I've seen this. This is awesome.
Did you take any while you were at
where?
Just drop trowel and bend over and take
it. It has to be a landscape.
You could have been bent over watching Ozzy Osbourne and taking a picture of your balls on Ozzy Osbourne's head.
I don't think the people on the streets would like that.
They wouldn't care. It's New Orleans.
Yeah.
So men are taking photos of their balls in front of beautiful landscape. At some point in your travels, you'll come across a sight that's so beautiful it takes your breath away. In those moments, there's only one thing to do. Take a photo with your balls out. Netscaping is a photo-taking trend which involves dropping your trousers, whipping out some testicles, yours if you have them, and gently hovering above the camera so your balls hang down like a majestic moon in the sky, or two moons in the sky. Netscape.com is a website dedicated to capturing the phenomenon and has even shared a handy guide on how it's done. So this is how you Netscape. Not Manscape, Netscape. Find yourself somewhere awesome. Turn your back to the awesome scene. Drop your pants. Bend over and shoot Netscape through your legs.
Wow.
Now, there are diagrams in the article if you want to look at them. But you're just supposed to get your nuts, not the head of your dick, anything else. Just the lower part of your nuts hanging down with the little hairs if you don't shave them, and the landscape behind you.
Yeah. So,
diagrams are to come in case you need some help perfecting the technique. And there are a few rules, like no dick tips, just interested in the balls here. The creators of Netscape also have a few pointers. Not a double entendre again, balls, not penises to offer. Advising loose clothing for easy whipping out and the use of a friend when needed. The trend first appeared back in 2007, but is seeing a resurgence in popularity because balls.
It's interesting because, well, not so interesting for me because I don't have big balls. I don't have so low
you'd
hangers.
So you'd have to have a friend help you out take a picture.
That's right. Or I can help someone who has big balls and I'll take the picture. Ray, you can do it. You have low hangers. You can do it.
I can do it.
Don't you have low hangers that it dips in the water in the toilet?
Yes. That is a problem. Especially with your damn toilets.
What?
Especially with those toilets you got.
The round ones? Okay. How about those, the ones you squat in, you know, just like the ones in Singapore or some Asian
I've never country. Been to use those, so.
Yeah. But you know those, the one that it's not, you sit on, you squat on. And what if you do that and your balls actually hit the floor?
Well, I'll just throw them on my shoulder. I'll put my nut bra on.
Your nut bra. Okay, let's move on to the next story here. It's another bizarre that Ray got. It's Florida. So sometimes, yeah. The reason why there's a lot of stories about, weird things that happen in Florida.
Because that's where all the weird, crazy people live.
Well, not necessarily.
The majority of them.
Well,
it's Florida, but all, own it.
All the states have it. It's just that Florida, I think,
has they it make in it, abundance.
No. All states have the same similar amount, almost the same amount of weirdness. It's just that Florida has actually made these things public through websites and everything. There's some reason. No.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, that's true. I listened to another podcast called The Story Review, and that was the explanation.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, because somebody explained it to them. Why is it always Florida? Because they call Florida as the most fucked up state. Because most of the stories are coming from there. It's just that it always appears on AP and Reuters and everything because they push these stories to the as opposed to being read from a newspaper. it's being pushed to Florida.
Yeah, but today, but in today's media, there all this shit gets put on online anyhow. It just seems. I mean, stuff happens everywhere, but a lot more happens in Florida than anywhere else.
I think it's because it's more publicized.
That's I don't think so. Yes. I think it's in today's with Facebook and videos and American television and what is it? America's Funniest Home Videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. People are putting stuff out there left and right. If it's dumbass and stupid, it gets put out there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we'll see. Anyway, so only in Florida, police has suspend cop for allegedly masturbating in public. Okay, so police in St. Petersburg, Florida, have suspended a cop for 2 weeks after being accused of masturbating in a parking lot on August 25. The Tampa Bay Times reports. Really? They put this on the news? Officer Andrew Kane, 38, was off duty and in his own car at the time of the incident. While in the parking lot, a tow truck approached Kane's car and was preparing to remove the vehicle, but the driver noticed the car was running and approached the passenger window. The driver said he saw a man inside allegedly masturbating. An investigative report claims, according to Tampa Bay Times, the tow truck driver then called police. Officer Teddy Williams responded to the call and said he was startled when he recognized the car's driver and told Kane about the driver's allegations. He also told Kane, who has been a cop since 2010, to leave the lot. Kane denies he was masturbating, but admits to exposing his genitals when the driver approached him. A memo to Police Chief Tony Holloway reads, according to the newspaper, Kane told the authorities he just finished teaching. I thought he was just finished masturbating. He just finished teaching a class at the police academy and was on his way home, but pulled over to rest and masturbate. According to Holloway's memo, there has been a criminal investigation. Mike Puetz, a police spokesman, said investigators found Kane did not intend to expose himself to the public. But it's inside his car. It's in his private.
Somebody can see you, just like they look in the window of your house and you're doing shit, and they arrest you.
Really. So it would not have been something we would have arrested someone or forwarded to the state of prosecution. According to an internet investigation report, Kane said he later gave a statement and he said he was embarrassed that a citizen saw him. The newspaper reports Kane has not had any previous discipline and has received high marks in his evaluations. Okay, so Kane was hit with a 2-week suspension. That's it. Slap on the wrist for the incident and was also removed from the SWAT team and honor guard. Wow. He received a mandatory referral to the employee assistance program as well.
They said DNA tested his car to see if they could find any semen. They didn't blacklight it, did they?
No,
they blacklighted it. That's all that it took.
But there was
the entire car had been white.
There was no evidence of semen because the guy did catch him, so he had to stop.
You think?
Yeah. Well, okay, if you're doing that, if you're masturbating in a car, what if you have a towel over you and nobody can see?
Well, a lot of guys a lot of guys masturbate while driving down the highway.
Yeah, but it's exposed.
Well, not necessarily. But if you're... not necessarily. It depends on what kind of vehicle you're in. I know a lot of guys used to drive down the highway and pull their pants down and drive and jack off and pull up the 18-wheelers and try to get them interested.
Oh. Or some of them are an X-tube too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
At least that's what I was told.
So guys, if you're listening or watching, let us know if you're – is it okay that if you're masturbating in your car and you have a towel over you so nobody can see – saying our audience are masturbating in the cars. Are they?
They're those long trips that you just got to whack one out.
That's right. You need to rub one out. Okay, so I guess that's it. What's happening this week? What else?
Christmas,
yay! I think this is the best time to buy chocolates and stuff because it's going to be cheaper. Because, you know, it's after Halloween. What? No?
We don't need
decorations?
No, decorations are expensive right now.
Oh, really?
Halloween decorations, what's left, but most stores don't keep in enough. If you don't buy your Halloween decorations before October, you usually don't get any because they're usually sold out by then.
Oh, really? I thought they would have some supply or some leftovers. Well,
they have crap that's leftover nobody wanted.
Oh, really? But then it's really cheap, though.
Cheap shit, yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, so I guess that's it for the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes.
You can tell us about your masturbating in, while you're in your car, or if you ever slept with Prince, or if man, you're totally off an ion engine's not working in the Earth gravity.
Yeah, let us know.
Anything like that.
I don't think it'll work. Anyway.
Or so, any more, or anything to add to our 14 things list that good dick will make you do.
That's right. Oh my God, it would be interesting what our audience would say. Anyway, so subscribe by iTunes, YouTube, or Vimeo. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.